Well, here it is Wednesday. Praise God, time flies, doesn't it? Hallelujah. And it always interests me the way people express themselves. Time flies. It does not. I fly. Birds fly, time doesn't. That's deep, you know it? Well, it goes fast. It's precious because you can't get any of it back. But we have a record of all time in this book. In the beginning, God. Was it interesting to you what Ambassador Friedman said in church Sunday? It had been a long time since I had heard. I've studied the Chumash, and Rashi is quoted highly in the Chumash. And for all of you out there, hello, it's Wednesday, and I'm Kenneth. Ambassador David Friedman was at EAMIC last Sunday, and President Trump's appointed ambassador to Israel. And he brought out some powerful and very interesting things. And this goes down to the construction of this book. In the beginning, God created. Well, we know that it's plural. In the beginning, El, God, Elohim, plural. Let us make man in our image. Well, this is where we learn about prayer and communicating with Elohim. But he pointed out the fact that 1,000 years ago, the great Rabbi Rashi asked the question, why do you begin with "in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth"? To establish the fact of ownership. Now, I was not very long ago praying over this nation. And in my spirit, I heard the Spirit of God say, I reserved what is now known the land of that is now the United States of America. He said, I reserved that. So now study your first president, George Washington. Well, George Washington was a man of God. And he opened his Bible to the book of Genesis, 17th chapter, where El Shaddai made covenant with Abram and changed his name to Abraham. God putting his name, Hashem, in the middle. So now they're in covenant with one another. George Washington did that on the 17th chapter of the book of Genesis. So he set up a covenant for this nation. And he said, this nation will be one of the many nations. And the 25th chapter of the book of Leviticus reference was on the Liberty Bell. And in the 25th chapter of Leviticus explains what Jesus meant in the 4th chapter of Luke to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. It was the great Jubilee that liberty ring throughout the land. And that was the time that all debts were canceled. Oh, hallelujah. But the construction of this book is extremely important. Now, let's go to the 16th chapter of Mark's gospel. When the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James. Now, her last name was not Magdalene. She was from Magdal. And we'll have to wait till we get to heaven to find out what the rest. We know her name's Mary. That's it. Did you notice Jesus Christ of Nazareth? To make sure you're talking about the same one. Mary Magdal, the Mary from Magdal, called Magdalene. Had brought sweet spices that they may come and anoint him. Very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. So what does that tell us? It's Sunday. They had Sabbath on the last Sabbath, the last Sabbath meal. That continued all night long. Jesus said, as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the whale, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Friday doesn't work. But in two different places, it references the fact that it was a high Sabbath and it started on Wednesday instead of Friday. So, well, does it affect us now? Well, you might as well have it right. Because you can't get 3 days and three nights any other way. But John referenced to it the fact that it was a high Sabbath. Anyway. Now, you just keep coming down through here. They're about to learn what he was talking about yesterday, three or four days ago. Twelfth verse. After he appeared in another form, the two went with them and went to, into the country, and they told it in the residue, they didn't believe it. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned or condemned. These signs shall follow them that believe. Rick Renner said these are his signature. I wish I'd have thought of that. I contacted him about it. I said, man, I mean, you really hit me right in the heart with that. This is his signature. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. They went forth and preached everywhere. The Lord working with, now notice them, is in italics, which means it was added. The Lord working with and confirming the word with signs following. In my name. And they thought, well, yeah. When did this happen? After he's raised from the dead and set at the right hand of God. So, let's back up here to the book of Matthew. Then we'll go somewhere else. Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all authority is given unto me in heaven and in earth. You go therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Lord, how are you going to do that? Well, he told them, they just didn't get it yet. Amen. All right, Matthew. Now we read Mark. Let's read Luke. Now remember, now Luke is what Luke was writing is a documentary to Theophilus, and he also wrote the book of Acts. In the 24th chapter of the book of Luke. Verse 36, as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and saith unto them, peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted and supposed that they had seen a spirit or a ghost. And he said unto them, why are you troubled? Why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I. Handle me and see. For a spirit hath not flesh and bones as you see me have. No blood. His blood is poured out, and we know from the book of Hebrews, it is in the heavenly mercy seat forever. His blood is alive today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And when he had thus spoken, he showed him his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed not for joy and wondered, he said unto them, have you here any meat? They gave him a piece of broiled fish and of a honeycomb. He took it and did eat before them. And he said unto them, these are the words which I spoke unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses. All had to be fulfilled. That began when the devil took over the world in the Garden of Eden. Then blood had to be shed. This is the first example of a man trying to meet his own needs without God, or trying to be his own God, and sewed together fig leaves. Can you imagine what a fig leaf suit? And you know the Lord said, oh, boy. But they were clothed with the glory. This is the first time they had seen their natural bodies, even though their bodies were perfect at that time. They'd never seen him. All they had seen was the glory of God. And they walked with him and talked with him in the cool of the day. The words which I spoke unto you while I was yet with you, that all these things must be fulfilled when written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the scriptures, and said unto them, thus it is written, and thus it behove Christ to suffer and to be, and rise the dead the third day, that repentance and remission of sin remission of sin. Up to that time, sin had been atoned for, which actually means to cover. Because the blood of lambs, bulls, goats, and so forth, just in a nutshell, kill the animal, not the man. Sacrifice the animal. John the Baptizer said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world." His blood sinless. Verse 29, remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. In his name, remission. You remember say, that cancer is in remission. That's when you don't have nerve enough to say you're healed. We just hope it stays away. Remission of sin. That's an exceeding great and precious promise of the covenant. So, if we go to 1 John chapter 1, we find his blood cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar. If we do sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins when we confess them and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Praise God. So, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry you in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. He led them out as far as Bethany and lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. So all of these are right. Matthew heard one thing. Now Mark is really the gospel according to Peter. Because he dictated it to John Mark. And he called Mark his spiritual son. Now, thank you, Jesus. Let's go over to the book of Philippians. Now here, I can just hear Brother Hagin's voice. Go to the letters to the church. That's where we are today. We are in the last days of that day. On the day of Pentecost, Peter quoted the prophet Joel that in the last days, we are in the last of the last of the last days. So Jesus said in that day, this is that day. Amen. And in the book of Philippians, thank you, Jesus. Chapter 2. If there be therefore any consolation or any consoling, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels or compassion of mercies, fulfill ye my joy that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and one mind. Let nothing be done through strife and vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Now, we've talked about the Hebrew word chesed. And very hard to translate into English. It's the lesser being blessed of the greater on an equal basis. Well, that's what the blood and the name does. Now, and we'll talk about that later, but here we see it. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let this mind be in us, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Well, you can understand why Jesus would think that. But then he did it and gave us his name. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Now, here it is, class. God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name and has given him his name. You can see it in the next verse or two here. Has given him his name, which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Things is in italics also. Every of names in heaven, names in earth, and names under the earth, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Whew. Yes, the name which is above it, every name. And if you study it all and go through the book of Revelation, there's coming a time when the devil and the false prophet, they're all going to bow. And go cast into the lake of fire. And we'd say, well, but our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And we'll be back in just a moment.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on 5 continents. All absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today at kcm.org.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Jesus defeated all of the curse. He conquered the grave and rose victoriously. And God exalted him to the highest place of honor and gave him a name that is above every name. And at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. When you receive Jesus into your heart and make him the Lord and Savior of your life, he gives you his name and the authority to use it. His name is above every sickness, disease, fear, addiction, or lack. Every victory Jesus has won becomes yours. Peace for your mind and heart, abundance to abound in every good work, and truth that makes you free. Jesus is your answer. Receive him into your heart today by simply praying this prayer with me. Lord, I confess my sins before you. I turn my life over completely. Take over and be the Lord of my life. I receive you as my Savior. I receive your Holy Spirit. I receive my new language. Thank you that I'm born again. Amen. Glory to God. Jesus is your Lord, and you've been given his name, which is above every name. Today begins your new life in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17 tells us, if you're in Christ, you are a new creature. Old things have passed away and all things have become new. To help you learn more about your new life in Christ, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to send you some free resources called the Salvation Package. You'll receive a book called He Did It All For You, along with some information to help you start reading and studying your Bible. Spend time in God's Word and get to know the one who loves you. Take hold of his promises and start living a victorious life he intended for you. Request your free copy of the Salvation Package today on KCM.org.
Now you can see why we confess over and over that Jesus is Lord. I saw that when I was a student at ORU, and I wrote it on Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord. Praise God. Amen. I'm so glad you were with us today. We needed somebody to talk to just like you. Right? And make notes. I mean, kcm.org/notes, and you'll get all of the scriptures and everything used on these broadcasts. And you can study them. Pastors preach from them. Amen. I mean, I didn't come up with this on my own. You're hearing Kenneth Hagin, Kenneth, and Oral Roberts, and T.L. Osborne, and T.L. Lowry, and Morris Cerullo, and all of those that help me and train me. So we'll see you next time. How about tomorrow? That'll work. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland and this class reminding you again that God loves you and that we love you all together. And Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah.
If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you called the Salvation Package. Learn who you are in Jesus and what belongs to you as a child of God. Request your free package on kcm.org/salvation.